So we are actually quite happy to say that the area of Wellington, which we battled the week before last, has been fully contained. So we've had fires in the Ceres Witzenberg area over the last week or so. And I should have liked to explain to people, if they put their foot down, that's how a mountain looks. So it's got many different sides and many little kloofies like their toes. And so this is what's happened in Ceres. There was one fire, but it spread into many different lines. Now, we've managed to contain all the lines, but late last night, one of the tiny kloofies actually reignited, and that is situated between two farms, Winkies and Skalkenbosch. And this was very disconcerting and disheartening, given that we sort of said, oh, yay, all the fires are contained, just monitoring and mopping up for the next few days. But in the night, this fire sort of crawled up to the mountain and down into the valley. And this morning, resources have decided to deploy a helicopter. Now, again, people might be saying, but why wasn't this done earlier? So helicopters must work in a dedicated area. And these fires were so widespread. Where do you not start and where do you not start? So in essence, during this fire, we used aerial support for property protection only. So that's exactly what I was saying, that specific area. So when crops or property were in threatened, we'd protect there. But for the rest, we used ground teams. So this morning, it's just this one spot, and aerial resources can be deployed together with a ground team. So just a helicopter isn't going to kill a fire. You need the ground support to continue doing the damping down once the water has been bombed. So that's what's happening this morning. And then we are hoping, against all hopes and praying, that that will be it. By lunchtime, it should be over.
Yeah, we certainly hope so. It has been a busy fire season for the Cape Winelands District Municipality, though, hasn't it?
Very much so. I'm not sure how many fires we've done, in the last 3 weeks additionally, but in any given fire season, we normally do about 1,600 fires, or we attend to. Now, some of those fires we call it irki firki because it's just quick and easy. It might be something along the side of the road or a small fire in a bit of veld. But these long-lasting fires are really a problem, and they stretch our resources. Our staff become exhausted. Our partners, Cape Nature, also have ground teams, and we have ground teams, and there's just only that much you can do. And in particular in Wellington, and to a degree here in Ceres as well, part of the problem is unmaintained veld. So although Proteas and Fynbos like to burn, they only want to burn every 12 to 15 years. They don't want to burn every 3 years because that actually kills the little seeds that are germinating under the ground. But these veld and plantations were very old, over 25 years, 30 years old, which also means that there's a very high fuel load because obviously, as anybody who goes walking in the forest knows, as leaves drop and bits of bark and little branches, they all dry out, and it creates a wonderful bed for for fires to spread in. But it also means that the flames burn very high, and we cannot penetrate into that area to actually get to the fire. So we have to wait for the fire to come to us almost, so that we can start the fire suppression process. And then added to that is often the ceiling or the roof of these old plantations are very dense. And even if one brought in a heli, the water won't penetrate. So it's been a really tough couple of weeks.
Yeah, understandably so. I mean, just from what you're describing, conditions certainly not in your favor from a fire services perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering then also, just in conclusion, Joanne, in terms of the remaining couple of weeks of the fire season, what does that look like, and how is it that you prepare for, you know, what is hopefully not to come, but possibly to come?
So we're extremely fortunate in the Cape Winelands that we have a fantastic relationship with our partners, Cape Nature, as well as landowners through the Winelands Fire Protection Association, or the FPA. So between these two partners, we take care of the wildland and our reserves, as well as our farmlands. And you know, it is harvest season at the moment, so we're all seeing the grapes and the wonderful fruit coming through all our on our tables, and we want to protect that as well. So at the moment, again, it's maintenance of our resources, so maintenance of our trucks, making sure our contracts are in place, making sure there are sufficient finances to pay the ground teams, and making sure we have enough staff. So we have about 80 permanent firefighters spread over 5 different bases within the Cape Winelands, and then we have 80 reservists as well, and they do a 24-hour 7 days a week service. We have our contract with our aerial resources Leading Edge, and then we have a few little prizes in our pocket, in the sense that we have a good relationship with the provincial disaster management, which allows us access to the provincial disaster management's aerial resources as well when needed. So that's, we are also hoping to a less busy last few weeks, but it is February and March. It is our hot season, and you know, wherever people do go out, there will inevitably be a fire.